This is Gordon W2, Tango, Tango, Tango. And this is the Bergen MH Radio Association Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Alrighty, that's the great answer I always look for. Okay, everyone, well, welcome. This net is run weekly for the purpose of having a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, the science that underlies it all, what we've done with the hobby, or with the radio art, what we aspire to do, what we like to do again, and what things we never want to do again, the way we've served others, kind of justified the service. All those things are fair game. So pretty much, you can talk about pretty much anything you want, given the broad context of the scope of the net. Now, we do have kind of a unique way of doing things here. We do take a roster, and we, you know, list who has a question, a comment, a for sale swap, or wanted item. And then once we just noted that whether someone has questions, comments, for sale swap, or wanted items, what we do is then we go back through the list and do our thing, and we do it in a very orderly manner, or at least try to be. So, there's one aspect of this that may surprise you, and that is even if you don't have any of those things, we'd like you to check into the net, because it helps us focus the net to your needs, and you as a listener get to do that. A couple other things you should be aware of. This net is run on the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club 2-meter repeater located in Alpine, New Jersey, 146.955 megahertz. Offset is -600 kilohertz, and the PL, of course, is 141.3. That's 141.3. In addition, we have availability on Echolink, and we will have a separate Echolink check-in. So if you're listening on Echolink, do not fret. We will get to you. That is via K2 Foxtrot Juliet - Lima. K2 Foxtrot Juliet - Lima is the Echolink node. So, with no further ado, stations whose call signs begin with the letter November, please call K2BAR.
K2BAR. This is November 2, India Zulu Echo. Name here is John. I'm in Yonkers, New York. No questions or comments on this time, just listening in. Go ahead.
Good evening, John. Welcome aboard. And any other Novembers?
Yeah, and 2RCP. John, no inquiries, no questions at this time.
Good evening, John. Welcome aboard. Any other Novembers? Okay, how about those ever-popular and all-forgotten alphas? Wow, that's forgotten, huh? Okay. Stations whose call signs begin with the letters K, or K followed immediately by the number 2. K2s only, please.
2EIR, Howie in Tarrytown. No questions, no comments, etc. Good evening.
Good evening, Howie. Welcome aboard. Any other Kilo 2s? Okay, any other kilos?
Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Oscar Romeo, none of the above. Good evening, Gordon.
Good evening, Rocky. You sound pretty good. All is well, I trust. Alrighty, any other kilos?
KC2, ZFM, and it's Bob, and at the moment I am a big giant set of ears.
Okay, Bob, very good. KC2ZFM, K2BAR. All right, any other kilos?
Kilo Delta 2, Delta India Golf, Don, Massapequa listening.
Good evening, Don. Welcome aboard. kilos.
K2GFM, Greg, just listening.
Good evening, Greg. Welcome aboard. Hey, Greg, real quick, are you a 1G or a 2G or a 3G, Greg?
It's Gregory, so it's 1G. Well, technically 2. One in the beginning, one 4 letters in.
I just didn't know if you said, if you when you wrote Greg as opposed to Gregory, whether you added another G. Some people do, that's why I was asking. All right, very good. That's why I've been writing it. All right, any other kilos? Okay, whiskey.
Good evening, Gordon. This is WA2UMP, Jim in Pearl River, New York, and just listening this evening.
Guys are killing me. Okay. Very good, Jim. Welcome aboard. Any other whiskeys?
W2JEK, Donovan with a comment.
In Clifton, New Jersey with questions and comments.
Okay, let's see. Let's see if I can figure out that dog pile. W2JEK, Don with a comment. And who is the other W2?
Whiskey 2, Papa Delta, Quebec, Richard in Clifton, New Jersey.
Okay, very good. K2PDQ. And Don, you have, Richard. Did you have a comment as well? Question?
Yeah, Gordon, I have a couple comments and a question. Back to you.
Okay, a couple of comments and a question. So noted. Anybody else for the whiskey? Was it WI2W? Your audio is greatly attenuated, Mr. Steve. What are your intentions? And then you can work on your fixing it.
Just listening tonight, Gordon.
Okay, that was better. Whatever you did, you fixed it. Who was the other station?
WE2R, Charlie, just listening.
Good evening, Charlie. Very good. Some interesting news, by the way, from someone who's been around the net a bit in previous times, but no longer lives here. And pass along some news, but I'll get to that in a minute. Any other whiskeys? Okay, stations on Echo Link.
November to Victor Hotel Zulu, Ken, Alliance, Nebraska, just me.
Good evening, Ken. Anybody else on Echo Link? Okay, any other questions? Any other check-ins?
Good evening, K2BAR. This is KB2TRW, Kai. Just listening tonight, Gordon. Back to that.
Welcome home, Kai. Gotcha. Any other stations wishing to check in? Okie doke. I'm going to, before we go to Don and then Richard, a couple of things I need to cover here. One is that O2W, Gene, forwarded a photograph from our friend November Sierra 2 Kilo, Jim Jackson, who's now living in Prescott Valley, Arizona. And Jim just had a glioblastoma removed from his brain. So prayers are in order. I spoke with him at great length for about a half hour tonight. He was lucid. He was cogent, he was attentive, but clearly this is a very serious prognosis, and you know, they didn't take it all because they couldn't, but you know, I think we need to do whatever we do to pray to the Almighty, and that some goodness comes for this for him, because this has got to be see something that's absolutely terrifying, to put it bluntly. So, you know, straight up, our good friend Jim needs your prayers. So just do it. That's the God's darn line. But anyway, in any case, if you want to send him an email at ns2k@awrl.net, he'll probably get it in due order. He'll be out of the hospital in a day or so. They're just, you know, putting the window dressing on stuff, but he's, you know, definitely needs your prayers. So as I said, just do it. All right, with no further ado, W2JK, Mr. Don, it's over to you, K2BAR.
Okay, W2JK, good evening, everybody. Just announcing that BARA will be running its next test session on Friday the 20th of this month, 7 p.m. at the Westwood Regional High School, 701 Ridgewood Road, in the Township of Washington. And at 7 p.m., test fee is $15. You do not have a license, you'll need your Social Security number, or if you wish, you can obtain an FRN number from the FCC before you arrive at the test session. However, if you are licensed, you will bring your license and a copy of that license. Fill out the form, you'll use the FRN number on it. You may bring a calculator, but it must be clean, nothing in the memory. Devices such as cell phones, iPods, etc. are not acceptable for calculator purposes. And for the second, advise that the general class question pool will be changing as of July 1st. So if you're studying the current question pool now, study well, get into a test session, and get done before the end of June. When the time comes around for the next July, after July, that has to be take the new question pool against the old question pool test, vice versa. It has to be the proper study material. And all people whose licenses have expired beyond the 2 years that hold a general, advanced, or extra can get credit for their licenses if they can prove that they have the license and take a current technician exam. Back to that, W2JK.
That's very good. Thank you, Don. Anybody have any questions about licensing or upgrading, et cetera? Done anything further?
Yeah, just to mention that we've been doing, anybody who had a technician license granted before March 21st, 1987, can upgrade, do a paper upgrade to general, where we hold the tech license, because the only difference between the tech and the general was at that time was the code speed, the tech being 5 words a minute, and the general being 13. Code gone away. They think that you are qualified paper-wise for the paper exam, the written exam, so people can come to that session. We do a paper upgrade to get you a general class ticket. Back to that. W2JK.
Very good. Anybody else have any comments to what Don just asked, or questions about what Don just mentioned? Alrighty. Anything else, Don?
I think that's it for now, Gordon. Thank you very much. W2JK back.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. One other point I did want to mention about these nets are recorded by amateurradio.tangovictor. AmateurRadio.TangoVictor is the website. You can listen to the recordings right there on the front page. You can listen to recent nets. And there's a link in that little blob about past nets going back 8 or 9 years, whatever it is. All but the first 3 tech nets are actually all recorded and are available online. So do keep that in mind. The other thing I want to mention is that we have a resource group, Yahoo distribution list. It is a closed list, meaning that anybody who has, you know, abuses it, finds themselves off of it, but never had to banish anybody. We seem to be spam free, which is amazing. But it's comtechgroup@yahoogroups. That's Charlie Oscar Mike Tango Echo Charlie Hotel Golf Romeo Oscar Uniform Papa. Contact group all smushed together at the Yahoo Groups. If you have any questions finding that, you can email me w2tango@att.net and att.com. I'd recommend doing both. Again, whiskey2tango@att.net and att.com, and just ask for it to be added to the list. Like recently, our good friend Richard was added to the list. I think that's who I added this week. So let us go to Richard. W2PDQ, K2BAR, your first comment.
Thank you, Gordon. That's what my first comment is about the group. Thank you for putting such an effort into putting that into typing. That's something I have trouble with. I hope that Jim is at University Hospital. They helped me with my cerebral stroke a lot. And I just wanted to first mention, I was looking for something in regarding to Kenwood, and I came across you on CQ Magazine, and kudos for a nice little report on the Mesh Network. And we'll get back in a moment to the question.
Real quick, and thank you for the nice compliment. Which article was it? There were two different Mesh Network articles.
Gordon, I only saw one in regards to the, I guess it must have been the first Mesh Network article. I didn't pull it up. I got distracted by the SDR RTL thing in there. And it really was because I was looking for something about Kenwood. So I just saved it to the hard drive, but I only read about half of it.
Okay, it wasn't the step-by-step how to do it. It was more the, this is what we've done with it kind of thing.
That's primarily it. It was just that we were going to go make a mesh network, and this is what it does, and it was lucid, because that's something that's very difficult. And I've got a question. I've got a little, sewing room mini shack here with a little 2-meter rig that's been sitting in the basement, and I've been playing around, and I went and bought a condenser mic and phantom power supply and a little boom. I know this is not necessary at 2-meter, but I am thinking of actually adding a little mixer in it to take care of, take a couple things out of the chain. And I was wondering if ever anybody uses a mixer, or am I crazy? Back to you.
Well, your being crazy is a separate discussion. However, there are people who use mixers. Let's see, I know, well, Randy's not on tonight, but WU2S, he uses a mixer. I think he's got a really nice console, too, actually. I'm wondering, does anybody else have a mixer on frequency? And for what purpose do you use it? I guess this group does not use a mixer. Well, I can tell you that one of the reasons why Randy's audio is so full is that he processes it, and it doesn't do too much compression. He doesn't do, over-modulate it, but it does have a really nice spectrum on his audio, and he uses a mixer for that purpose. I'm just curious, this is 2-meter FM, and God knows he uses his for 2-meter FM and also HF. What would you be looking to do? I mean, you want to use a mixer with basically a mixing console to shape your audio. What are you looking to accomplish, Richard?
Gordon, what I'm trying to do is probably trying to get rid of the separate phantom power supply for this microphone and then be able to go use a headset to look at the audio going out and maybe even to record a little bit of the audio onto the computer. So I was looking at this Behringer 1204. FX. And it has little tweaky things in it, like compression, and it's got XLLs in and XLLs out, which makes it convenient to hook everything up.
Well, Behringer certainly makes one of the nicer consoles, but please tell me you're also going to use this on HF.
That's true, Gordon. What I really want to do is, when the summertime comes and I can go and it's warm enough to use on the TS-480, I can use that. But usually I use the TS-480 for the PSK-31, and I'm not going to go through the back of the radio, just through the front of it.
No, except that you don't get the sliding audio input on the front as you do the back, so do consider that. But sure, yeah, you can certainly do that. That's really nifty. Anybody have any comments on the Behringer or other audio processors? Well, Richard, we are Randy-less tonight, but they are very popular on HF, and he actually uses it with a really nice, I think he's got a Heil microphone. He's got the high-end Heil microphone with the, you know, the whole boom microphone, and it's suspended on rubber bandy looking things, and really kind of nifty. He has that in his shack, so you know, comes strongly recommended. But I don't know if it's overkill, but by gosh and by golly, if you're interested in playing the audio game, what the heck, why not?
Well, that's what I was thinking, Gordon. This is just playing around. In fact, the microphone I bought is quite ghetto. It's bling, bling, bling. It's a B67G. It's got all kinds of gold and green on it. But I don't know. I think it's an affectation. But I thought it looked good.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, good, good, good. So what's your next question, Richard? Or your next comment? I'm not sure which is which.
Well, the thing is, if I could go from balanced to unbalanced, should the last thing in the loop be unbalanced by putting everything to shield? Or should everything all the way back be back to shield and unbalanced?
Well, if the microphone allows you to be balanced, I would run it that way into the mixer. And, you know, what's nice about having a Behringer is that if the output is balanced, you know, the device you want to output to has a balanced input, then you can give it that. If it has a unbalanced, you can give it that. So, in general, I would try to stay balanced as much as possible, plus or minus the realities of the terminal equipment that the audio is going into, right?
Oh, that's what I was thinking, is the last part should be dropped back to shield and be unbalanced, sort of like that the iBox made by W2INH or whatever it is.
I'm not so sure I agree with that. If the radio has a balanced input, then coming out of the Behringer, you're going to come and use balanced input into the radio. Similarly, if it's unbalanced into the radio, you're going to have that. So I'm not using it right now, but I have a Heil microphone, far more modest than what is currently sold. I have an HM10 with two cartridges in it. And I've got balanced leads all the way from there into the back of my flex radio 5000A, and it works just fine. In fact, there are four leads. It's an XLR connector, but it's a four-lead XLR, so the pins are smaller to fit in the same shell, and two are audio and two are PTT.
Well, thank you, Gordon. I think you answered my question, so I'll just leave the... I think the radios here demand on balance because they're set up for dynamic, so everything will go straight balance through, then the last step will go to on balance. Thank you very much.
And again, only if it needs to. If the radio has a balanced input, use balanced input straight through all the way from microphone through the Behringer into the radio. Alrighty, very good. Anything else from Richard?
No, thank you, Gordon. That should suffice. Just carry on, W2PDQ.
Okay, a couple of things I do want to mention to some folks. Again, thank you, Richard. The mesh software, the current mesh software is available on BBHN Dev. It's Bravo Bravo Hotel November Delta Echo Victor, or Broadband Hamnet Development, in short, .org, and I think it's .org anyway. And you look for the software downloads, and you look for the experimental downloads, and you'll see a tab under that for Ubiquiti and a tab for Linksys. We encourage you to download that experimental release. It's no longer experimental, but it's quite stable. Thank you very much. And if you're upgrading an existing node, you'll see an upgrade file. If you are taking it from the factory software into the land of mesh, you use the appropriate module for the router of your choice, whatever you might have. And if anyone would like to flash a router tomorrow night, I will be at the Fairlawn Radio Club and be ready to flash routers into meshland as people see fit. So anyway, any questions? Okay, it's a little preliminary, but I'll tell you right now, on February 20th, Friday night, that's a week from Friday, there will be a presentation by Woody, AK2F, and another gentleman whose call sign I can't remember, at the Fairlawn Club, regarding the moon bounce communication and the software you need to do moon bounce with, that allows you to take a very modest station, even at the horizon, one where you can't elevate the antenna, to make effective moon bounce QSOs. Really kind of neat stuff. You'd be amazed at how simple it can go with 100 watts and a single Yagi for a lot of stations. A lot of it is based on Joe Taylor's WSJT package. Woody will be discussing that on the 20th, a week from Friday. The other thing I can let you know about is that the club is the Fairlawn Club is planning a Linux night to basically go over different applications that are available on Linux. And you might ask, why would you buy Linux? Well, it's an open source Unix-based operating system. It's a way to give new life to older computers, and where they'll perform much better than they will with trying to load the modern Microsoft stuff. And there's an amazing amount of application software available for amateur radio. In fact, I've been running FLDigi and just monitoring with FLDigi on an old laptop here for about a week, and it's working just famously. So we'll be talking more about that over the ensuing weeks and months, so that's another aspect to this. It's all good. Any questions, comments, confusions?
Yes, Gordon, W2PDQ, the FLDigi is the bomb.
really is. It's a really neat way to do digital modes, and in particular PSK31, but there's other modes as well. And I'm playing it in Linux native mode on Ubuntu Linux on an old laptop, and it's just rocking and rolling. It just keeps going. And so some other stuff too. There's DS cluster software. There's satellite software. There's logging software. Putting me on here. And like really kind of neat stuff. So lots of good stuff. And then there's other things like OpenOffice. OpenOffice used to be very kludgy. Looked like Office 2003. But OpenOffice looks more like Office 2010 or later, so it's kind of neat. And there's all sorts of other software, and in fact, people have been running the PowerSDR under an application called Wine fairly effectively, so you can run your Flex Radio. I haven't tried that yet, but that's on my list of things to do. I'll try to do that this weekend if I have some time. So anyway, anybody else? Okay, well, are there any late check-ins for the net?
KO2, okay.
Hello, Bennett. Questions, comments, confusions? What are your intentions, sir?
Lurking for a little while. Taking a break from work. Come back to you.
Very good, Bennett. And I guess there's another further reminder that the BCFMA, Bergen County FM Association, is having their annual meeting this Sunday night at 7:30, is that right? At the Westwood, probably the Washington Township, senior room where we have the Barra meetings, correct?
It's 7 p.m. and it is this coming Sunday, February 15th, at the Washington Township Senior Center. And yes, it's where we have the once-a-month Barra meeting.
Excellent. All right, very good. Of course, tomorrow doors open at the Fairlawn Club at 7, probably at 6, and we'll be good till about 9 or 9:30. And let's see what else. Tomorrow morning there's coffee for Barra at the Premise Park Mall outside near the McDonald's up on the food court. So keep that in mind. And again, for those who didn't hear, our good friend Jim Jackson needs your prayers. He is doing very well. Had a nice conversation with him tonight, but glioblastoma in your brain is not a good thing, so put him in your prayers. Do it now. Anyway, any last comments? I think I'll secure the net early tonight, which is, considering we had a 2-hour plus net 2 weeks ago, I think I don't mind.
WI2W?
Mr. Steve?
Yeah, just wanted to mention that the March Barra meeting, which will be on March 1st at the Senior Center in Township of Washington, the program will be an introduction to RTTY contesting, RTTY, radio teletype contesting. It's going to be put on by David K2DSL, who's a very successful RTTY contester, assisted by Dave K2ZC. It'll be an introduction to RTTY. And how you can get started. We're also going to have a live demonstration with a couple transceivers and a computer, so you'll be able to actually see it in action. Should be a great presentation. Hope everybody can come. Back to net, K2BAR, WI2W.
Yeah, so just a reference, depending on how they do it, if they do it acoustically or with some acoustics, we should be able to monitor that with FL Digi on your laptop while you're sitting there. Watch the whole thing. That'd be kind of neat. That sounds like a really exciting program, Steve. And by the way, Woody's offer to do the moon bounce talk for the Barra membership is also live and well. So you know, he's just got to tailor it to the time, I think, not just the day of the week, but also the amount of time you want to have him present. but he's more than happy to do it. He really wants to get people active doing this kind of thing. And it dovetails well with a lot of the FL Digi kind of stuff Carl's been promoting. So it's all interesting and very good. Anybody have any comments for Steve about the upcoming program for the Barra meeting on March 1st? Okay, one other point is that the Barra auction is 2 weeks later on the 15th. In past years, there has not been a March meeting because the March meeting was the auction. That is not the case, but on March 15th at around noon, if I recall, in Westwood High School, in the cafeteria where we have the Hamfest, is where we will have the Barra auction. Regrettably, I will be in Arizona. Well, not so regrettably, but I'll be in Arizona visiting number one son with my wife. So I will miss it, but and Barra will miss my money, which is unfortunate, but I can't be helped. But if anybody has anything they want to bring or have sent to Jim Jackson, let me know. I'll be happy, within reason, to swap it out there for him. Anyway, anything else for the net? Alrighty, well, I want to thank everyone. It's a little short net tonight, which is, again, fine. It's been a long day, and I'm actually going to not go to bed, but we're going to get in the car and go watch two hockey games. Jeremy's got hockey games at 10:30 and 11:30. So we're going to go do that. So 7-3 all, have a great night. I want to thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of their repeater. And I also want to thank you all for your participation, because you do make the net. This is K2BAR, securing and returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use, W2TTT. Off and clear, and I'll be mobile in a couple of minutes.
82BOR from K2EIR. 82BOR, KD2BOR from K2EIR.
A2MLN disconnected. Mexico, under Norway. Located in Fort Myers, Florida. Listening on the frequency. Trying to get back to me, you're kind of breaking up and a little bit on a scratchy side. You want to try it again? WA2 Mexico, London, Norway, and Fort Myers, Florida.
The rink to the North Arlington. nice facility, and he mostly plays defense, but on some of these teams he plays forward, so it's kind of interesting to watch. But he's in roller hockey, you play 4-on-4, no blue line, so it's a very fast game. You play with a puck on a sport court, which means you can actually, you know, stop on a, you can stop sort of like you can on ice. It's not like out playing outdoors. So anyway, that's about it. CBA said W2TTT.
WA2MLN disconnected.
I can't believe they moved that. That's funny. That's really funny.
Yeah, man. Oh, all right. So let me go, man. I'm going to let you go back to your business. That was nice of you to come in and answer that guy back. Very friendly of you. That's the kind of guy you are, man. And I'm going to go take care of my business over here. Pretty late over there for you. It must be just after midnight over there in New Jersey. Still 10 o'clock at night here in Nebraska. But be careful, man, driving home. And this, whatever ice or whatever going on over there. And I'm going to sign with you and listen to your final. Maybe that other guy will come back on, but it was nice of you to answer him. And I know you saw me online here. See you later. Zen 2 VHC back over to you, Gordon. W2TGT. Zen 2 VHC. And that gentleman just wrote on here that he's still alive. Because I wrote, I think you killed him, Gordon, when you came through. You gave him a heart attack. Came in so loud, but he wrote back on a text that he's still alive, that other gentleman, WA2MLN. But over to you, Gordon. I'll listen to your final one. W2TTT, this is up to VHC.
Yeah, okay, very good, Ken. And to VHZ, W2TTT. I think, well, number one, he dropped off the net. Number two, he was on earlier, connecting, disconnecting, and I don't know exactly what was going on, but let's just say I think he might have had a few adult beverages, maybe a few too many, in fact. Not quite clear, but anyway. I actually called you earlier when I was on the repeater, but not on the Echo Link itself. I didn't know whether I suspected your machine was tied in, but wasn't sure. And lo and behold, you were probably busy doing real work, so no big deal. But we'll be out of here in about 20 minutes or so. 20 minutes, half hour, we'll be on the air and rolling on the highway. And hopefully it won't be too bad. 7-3 and be well. And 2-V-8 said, W2TTT. Bye-bye.
Okay, I understand exactly what you're saying. I don't think he's not connected anymore, that guy we're talking about. He's not connected. He wrote a little comment that he's still alive, but he's not on here anymore. I don't see him on Echo Link, but cool. Maybe I'll listen for you if I'm down here. I'm at home, actually, right now, hanging out, and I'm not working today. We had some business to take care of. My day off, actually, you know, and messing around here in the shack a little bit, but I'll see you later. Hopefully I'll come back on in a little while. I'm going to go upstairs now for a while. 73, W2TTT, 9. Nice hearing from you. This is N2VHC, Cliff.
Ken. God bless. See you in a little bit. W2VHC. N2VHC. W2TTT.
W2T.
Bravo, yeah, 2 TTG.
KD2 BOR.
Unforgotten. How's that?
And 2 NBR.
Okay, I think I heard John and 2 NBR, and I think I heard Rocky KD2 BOR freezing in this car. I'm just waiting for the heat to come up. Rocky, you first, then John.
Yeah, good morning again, Gordon, or good afternoon, or whatever it is. I don't know what it is for me lately. I didn't hear much of the net last night when the first gentleman was talking. I conked out, so I didn't hear anything of it. I'll have to get that site from you to listen to it. My hours, my sleep have been crazy lately. But anyway, I just figured I'd tell you that. John, good evening or good morning or whatever. Hello, you pick it up.
Hey, Rocky, good to hear you. You sound much better than you did the other day. When you first got out of the hospital, you were, of course, quite reasonably a little groggy from the, probably from the, what do you call that stuff, puts you out, it's on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, I'm glad to hear you in there. You're going to take it easy for a while. You're not going to go to work, are you?
I'm at work, John, but I'm on a no work. I have to see the doctor, the surgeon, a week from today to see if he's going to release me now. There's no way I can work. I got to be very careful. He didn't even want me driving, but I went against his wishes with that. Go ahead.
You got to be careful. You know, after all, he wouldn't say that if he didn't mean it, I'm sure. Well, you just be very careful, you know. I mean, don't do anything. Don't make any sudden moves. Don't do anything that would jeopardize your situation there. You know better than I, you know, about that. But anyway, Gordon, I listened to your to the net tonight, but I could not get on. I just was in the middle of a project here. My R7000 receiver burned out a pilot light, and so I had to unlock its position underneath about three radios and an old Heath kit RF meter, which I had to replace the meter moving on. I'll tell you how to do that if you ever need to. And what else? And a lot of other stuff here, plus the low band station. But anyway, I just couldn't get up, you know, jump up and down and such. I looked out the light bulb turned out good as I was checking. It wouldn't light, and then I figured, well, I guess it burned up the resistor that prevents it from burning out, meaning too much voltage. And then I put it all back together again, figuring I'll attack it from a different direction. And now it's back working again. I don't know why, but it is. There's a resistor in there that lowers the voltage to the light bulb so it lasts longer, because it is quite a job to change it. You got to take covers, you know, chassis covers off one, sometimes two of them. It's really a severe amount of work. It took me about 3 hours altogether. But anyway, it turned out well. The light's back on, and it's a terrific receiver. I don't know if you ever used one or not. It's the old ICOM R7000. When they first came out, I mean, I just dropped it. When they, all the governments were buying them up like crazy. You couldn't get one. Everybody from the FBI to foreign countries was grabbing them as they came off the production line. So, anyway, Gordon, over to you. W2DTT, this is N2MBR.
Very good. Why am I freaking cold in here? It's just barely starting to warm up in the car. Barely. Anyway, it's 10 degrees outside and sunny. Well, not so sunny. It could be sunny, except it's night and it's North Arlington with a cloud cover. Oh, actually, it's broken. Broken and scattered, to use an aviator's term. In any case, Rocky, I'm glad to see that you're taking it slow. Yes, yes, yes. A wise decision, my friend. You're not going to do anything stupid until... Well, I don't know when you'll do something stupid, but let's not do something stupid right now.
about you know, to disrupt the fruits of your successful surgery. You sound great. You really do. And, John, about your light bulb, you know, first of all, maybe, just maybe, because you stacked the radios directly in a heap, in a stack, that, you know, that doesn't get proper ventilation, that's not a great thing for the radio. So that might be something to think about, but I'm glad it's for now working again. I had a directional signal that did that to me, and I found out that they sold me the wrong light bulb, so I put the bulb back in, son of a gun, it started to work. And 2 days later, it stopped working again, so that's where I am again. And it's always like when it's raining, snowing, 10 degrees is when this nonsense starts, so it's like, ay, ay, ay. KD2BOR, W2TTT.
KD2BOR, check the socket on that Dodge. If you're talking about the Dodge that you're driving, they have a problem with them. Sometimes you pull the bulb out, put it back in. You might want to tweak the contacts a little bit if it's one of them push-in bulbs, Gordon. And I don't know what kind of socket. If it's one you twist out of the housing, you might want to clean the contacts and tweak them a little bit. And talking about working on radios, last week or the week before, Debbie ordered me some dress-up parts for my THF-6, a new front cover, the new rubber push buttons, because it looked like it went through the windmill. I took the THF-6 apart yesterday and put it back together. Kenwood did a great job of gluing the speaker into the cover, so I had to order a new speaker from Kenwood yesterday. Over to you, John. KD2BOR.
Apparently at the design stage, they had a tough time finding 12 volts for this radio, plus, you know, for the meter. Plus they had to run about a foot of wire just to get to the 12 volts and then put a resistor on it, I think, to reduce the level to the bulb so it wouldn't burn up the bulb. And I've had this thing serviced. I mean, a year and a half ago, I spent like $200 or $300 get this darn thing to work, because it was about $1,000 radio, $1,200, something like that, when I first got it some, 15 years ago, maybe more, 20 years ago. And it's a great receiver. It's got a digital readout on it, and it's got a signal strength meter all the way up to plus 60 dB readings on it. It's got a center. You know, if something's off frequency, it tells you right off the bat. And you can program in it, and you can program it to receive anything from 25 megahertz all the way up to 1.5 gigahertz. So it's a really terrific radio, and I'd hate to have to part with it. But and it was believe me, it was for $1,000 or whatever it was that I spent for it. It was worth every nickel, because I've had it so long, and I've only had to have it serviced once, expensively. And there's only one guy in the whole country that'll do it, or knows how to do it, that I know of. He's out in the Midwest somewhere, and I can't think of his name offhand, but it's one of his specialties. So maybe I'll send my 37A out there to him. He's expensive, but back to you, Gordon, N2NBR.